The Nasdaq off 220 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. As executive director of Turning Point USA, a national radio host, podcaster, husband, and father of two, my schedule is about as crazy as it can possibly get. 2 years ago, I made the decision to take control of my health, and I chose PhD weight loss and nutrition because I needed a plan that fit my hectic lifestyle. I travel a lot, and my schedule changes every week, so I need something simple. They customized a plan for my body and my schedule, and I quickly lost 30 pounds. Now I have the energy and focus to get through my busy day. PhD will help you too. They won't let you fail. Just give them a call, schedule your weight loss consultation, and see if their program is right for you. Call 855-696-2020. That's 855-696-2020. The first 11 callers who mention the word healthy will get 2 weeks added to their weight loss package. Call 855-696-2020 and mention the word healthy, or visit them at myphdweightloss.com. That is myphdweightloss.com. It worked for me, and it can work for you. Myphdweightloss.com.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. 27 Baltimore County Public Schools have been awarded a total of $43,000 in environmental grants for their litter cleanup initiatives. During this year's Clean Green 15 Litter Challenge, more than 8,000 volunteers from schools and community groups carried out a record-breaking 690 cleanups. The volunteers collected more than 3,700 bags of trash that could have otherwise ended up in local streams and the Chesapeake Bay. A Baltimore judge has ruled that a jury awarded the city too much money in a pair of opioid settlements. Last year, a jury determined that opioid distributors McKesson and AmerisourceBergen should pay the city $266 million, but Thursday, a judge said it should be lowered to $52 million. Brandon Scott says the judge's decision is disappointing, and the city is considering all options. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barrowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barrowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
If you own a small business, get an energy efficiency analysis from BGE at no additional cost. You'll learn easy ways to take control of your energy and maintenance expenses. Learn more at bgesmartenergy.com/small business.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
No one really has an answer for Tarek Skubal, and the Birds were no exception last night, as the reigning Cy Young Award winner continued his spell over Major League Baseball with seven shutout innings at Camden Yards.
Oh, wave and a miss. Strike three downstairs on a changeup. Urias dispatched by Skubal for out number one. Strike three. It's a heater. A little extra on it for Mayo.
Calls courtesy of Tigers TV. The left-hander goes seven scoreless, his fourth consecutive seven-plus inning outing. And the Tigers down the Birds 4-1 to take the series 2-1. Skubal's ERA over his last four starts, 0-29. Stanley Cup final last night, Oilers trailing 2-1 in the series, desperate need of a win.
Dreisaitl across the net, score! Leon Dreisaitl in overtime. The Edmonton Oilers tie the series 2-2.
Kenny Albert with the call on TNT. Leon Dreisaitl's NHL playoff record, fourth game-winning overtime goal. 5-4 Oilers. Series goes back to Alberta tied at 2. And finally, some brotherly advice from Chargers head coach Jim Harbaugh to his brother John yesterday after this occurred during Wednesday night's Tigers-O's game at Camden Yards.
Just popped up foul back of home by Wenzel Perez, and it reaches the first row right around Cal Ripken Jr. and John Harbaugh.
Neither John Harbaugh nor Cal Jr. made the catch. Jim's advice to John, bring your glove, keep your eye on the ball. Coming up in 30 minutes, history made at Oakmont. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey, it's Chuck Whitaker, inviting you to a night of crabs, claws, and a whole lot of laughs at my expense. Join us for WCBM's first ever Crab Feast and Chuck Roast, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions, Friday, June 20th, 6 to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. We're talking all-you-can-eat crabs, great folks, and a no-holds-barred roast where Sean Casey, Bruce Elliott, and the rest of the crew are lining up to take their best shots at yours truly. I'm the main course, and trust me, they're bringing the heat.
At 11:07, here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're tracking the potential for some showers and thunderstorms as we head into your Friday afternoon. Temps will be well into the mid and upper 80s, and we'll definitely feel that humidity again. More showers and a couple of thunderstorms on Saturday and lingering into Father's Day as well. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
77 degrees in Bel Air, 84 in Halthorpe, and 83 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasic Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Friday. You know, on this Friday, we're telling all of our fathers Happy Father's Day. You got your big day coming up on Sunday. Like I mentioned, I don't know how much rest you guys actually get in all of this, right? The grass needs to be cut. There's things around the house I'm sure you have to do. But I hope that you are able to enjoy your weekend. Before the break, we were talking about so many different things, especially that press conference in California. And, of course, we started the show talking about Israel and Iran. And we'll get into some more details about some of the updates after we talk to our next guest. And I have to ask you, if you're just joining us, where the heck have you been? We talked about India Air. We talked about how there's a sole survivor. We were kind of going over what the Democrat strategy seems to be these days, which is very hard to understand. But even right here in the state of Maryland, it's been very hard to understand where Governor Westmore and the Democrats are going, especially when it comes to our energy here in the state. We got a call a couple of days ago from a friend in Gettysburg. Good morning to you. And he filled us in and said that Pennsylvania is already running ads, and I believe 100%, already running ads saying that sooner or later here, they're not going to be able to allow the state of Maryland to depend on it for energy. And I believe it. I think that we're in a heck of a mess. To kind of decipher all this and go through what we've learned recently, even from Governor Westmore, about what he plans to do, we have a friend on the line and a delegate, Delegate Brian Chisholm. Good morning, Delegate. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning, Kim. It's great to be with you.
No, thank you so much for taking the time. This is all very confusing. Excuse me. You know, earlier we were talking about to Sally Taylor in Carroll County. She's running for District 5 there. She was talking about the solar farms. And they had a petition out basically saying, leave the farms alone. We've had many people say that the windmills, even though that they're, you know, pushing those as well, it still isn't enough to cover what we have going on here in the state. Like, we just don't have the infrastructure. You know, I got to ask you, Delegate, first and foremost, what is your reaction to now Governor Westmore coming forward saying that he's going to work alongside some of these companies to hand out checks to certain individuals that might qualify for a little bit of relief on these energy prices?
Yeah, the latest rebate is the one was most laughable to me because it really isn't his money. It is money that is being donated from Exelon to the United Way for them to hand the checks out. And to me, it reminded me of, you know, almost going in and cutting somebody wide open, running to the neighbor's house, stealing their Band-Aids, coming back, putting a Band-Aid on this huge wound, and then taking a victory lap. I am glad that they're looking for some relief because BG&E knows that people are upset. And I know Exelon knows people are upset. And they feel as though they need to do something. But they, as I know, the real root cause is it's simple but complex. And that is that we have a supply problem here in the state of Maryland. And I've been talking to, you know, the senator in Pennsylvania and other representatives out of Pennsylvania, and yes, they're very upset. We already import 40% of our energy from out of state, and we're soon going to 80%. We need more electrons on the grid. I don't care what flavor they are. I don't care where they come from. But the bottom line is we have been methodically and systematically driving producers out of this state of generational power. And we've been doing this in many ways through our hostile business environment, through our hostile regulatory environment, and through our overly ambitious climate goals of saying we're going to be net zero by 2045. And any engineer, anybody with any sense of scientific common sense would tell you that's impossible to do. And it is what's causing the problem we're dealing with now. And, you know, we can have all the rebates we want. That's not solving the problem. The problem is we need greater supply, and that's why we're in this situation.
No, absolutely. If you're just joining us, we're speaking to Delegate Brian Chisholm. Delegate, this was announced by many news sources yesterday. And here's just a little blurb from Fox 45. It says Maryland Governor Wes Moore announced a customer relief fund on Thursday that will provide $19 million in relief for limited and middle-income customers of BGE during an anticipated increase in energy bills. You know, I look at this, Delegate, and I see $19 million. And I think about what many people are calling the show and talking about where their energy bill is. And then on top of it, you have to be limited or a middle-income customer. I don't know how many people that actually covers, first and foremost. But number two, you know, I wouldn't even think that this $19 million would make a dent even on those that are with limited or middle-income.
Yeah, and the other thing that I heard on a report, and I don't know if it's factored or not, but somebody reported that you had to be past due on your bills. So if you think you have a chance to get some quote-unquote free money, but you have to be past due, well, what are you going to do? You're going to let your bill go past due. This I don't understand. If that's true, that is nonsensical. And you're asking people to not pay their bill for a little while so they can qualify. I've seen this happen in other programs where they don't want to help you until you prove that you're in trouble, and I hope that that's not going to be the case. But I agree with you. The bottom line is all of this money, at some point, even some of this tax credit stuff, it comes from the ratepayer. The people are paying these astronomical bills, and then the government says, we're going to give you back pennies in the form of a rebate, but you have to be able to qualify for this rebate. How about we create an environment in the state of Maryland where we increase supply because we know demand's going up, which then in turn in a free market will push down prices rather than taking their money and then begging them to get some of it back.
Yeah, no, but that's too much like common sense, Doug. I mean, you know, God forbid we do something like that. Delegate, you know, we had on Delegate Mark Fisher with us. Gosh, what day was that? All my days are just running together. He was on with us Wednesday. Thank you, Brian, the producer. He was on with us on Wednesday. And we were talking about the possibility of the rolling blackouts. The more we talk about this, and especially considering that we're going to need more energy imported into the state, I'm one to think that this is definitely, you know, on the horizon. What are your thoughts with this possibility?
Yeah, I think it's a real possibility. And I know that PJM, who is our grid operator, takes a lot of heat. But I would say we should thank God for PJM because it's their job to make sure those electrons show up at the lowest possible price. We have a problem here of supply, and they are trying to operate the grid in a way that we don't have rolling blackouts. But even they're now warning, we don't know what we're going to do if demand continues to increase and supply is not matching that increase. And that's where we are. And a lot of it is driven by ideologues. And I think the ideologues need to get out of the equation at some point. We are the Saudi Arabia of natural gas in this country. We have plenty of natural gas. But because of the climate cultists, we've decided that natural gas doesn't fit their narrative of clean energy. But we've pushed them out. So all the natural gas generators in the state of Maryland said, well, we don't want to operate there either. Whereas it's an easy solution to get us to the next step. We all would agree, and I think this is on both sides of the aisle, that nuclear is going to be the answer. But it's 7 to 10 years away. So we need a stopgap now to avoid these skyrocketing energy prices and to avoid God forbid, any brownouts or rolling blackouts. We need to allow the free market to work with everything that we have. Once again, we need more electrons. I don't care what flavor it is, but I know we have plenty of natural gas. Wind and solar, the state of Maryland is bent over backwards at this point to say, okay, get online. But guess what? They can't get online. That's why wind's never going to work. Offshore wind is never going to work. It is just, it's more expensive to build that than it is new nuclear. Yeah. So what's the point of that?
Yeah. There are a lot of Democrats in the state, I think, that actually agree with you on that. They're just afraid to speak up. Doug and Brian Chisholm, we are pretty certain that you guys are going to end up in a special session come this fall. Is there anything that could be done in regards to the energy crisis when you all meet because of the budget needs?
I think what really needs, step number one is we need to really take a look at the regulatory environment in the state of Maryland. The permitting and the siting is so absurd that we can't attract new suppliers here. We can't attract new generators. I think we also have to find a way, and whether it's in the budget or not, to have the generation that's on the grid right now produce more. And I think we're holding some of that back. You need more supply. We have to find a way to incentivize them to put more on the grid. When we meet come September, October, about the budget, a lot of it's going to have to do with this. Families that have the ability to get up and move, unfortunately, are doing it in droves because of these high energy costs. And when you have the producers of real revenue to the state, leaving the state, it creates an even bigger void. And I think when we go back in September and October, we're going to find all the projections they made of, well, we're going to have X amount of money coming in is not going to hit that mark. And that's why we're going to have a problem. And all of it's tied together. I mean, energy is something that everybody's got to pay for and everybody relies on. And we've done everything in this state, unfortunately, as policymakers, to drive supply out. And now we're in the pickle. And it's having a result both on our budget but in people's pocketbooks. And it scares people to the point that, real quickly, I went to the doctors not too long ago. On my doctor questionnaire, it says, are you afraid that you're not going to have enough money to pay your power bill? That's on my medical report.
Wow.
That's how bad it's scaring people.
Yeah. Well, Delegate Brian Chisholm, as always, thank you for joining me. And before I let you go, I did want to ask you about the departure of Vince Schiraldi at DJS. Is there an initial reaction from you?
I guess my initial reaction is, why did we hire him in the first place?
Yeah.
He failed in two other places badly. So did we think, well, he's going to learn here? Maybe he's learned something? But no, he put the same policies back in place. And, you know, the juvenile system became a revolving door where we think that somehow an at-risk youth is going to learn through osmosis, but not through accountability, because there was no accountability. So what do you expect some of these juveniles to do? If you know you can get away with theft or burglary or violence and there's no consequence, well, what are you going to do? You're going to go do it again. And that's the sad part, because it's bad for the safety of everybody in the community and it's bad for the at-risk youth. And nothing positive is coming out, and he should have never gotten the job. And I'm glad he's gone. I hope the replacement does a much better job.
Yeah, amen to that. Well, Delegate Brian Chisholm, thank you so much. I hope you have a happy Father's Day. Hopefully you get to relax this weekend. I know you guys work pretty hard, even when you're not in session, and we appreciate you.
No, thank you very much. I greatly appreciate it, Kim.
All right, thank you. And if you guys want to react to that interview, you absolutely can. Call in 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. You can also hit me in the text line. And, you know, these energy issues, you know, I know it's interesting to talk about it because we're kind of talking about it as if, like, oh, it's just a possibility. I'm at the point now where I think, okay, rolling blackouts, 90% sure we're going to see something by the end of the year, if not by next year. This is a true crisis. And I think you have Governor Moore and Democrats trying not to sweat too much to show, but it's here. and it is knocking on our door, and you have people like Senator Bill Ferguson and others reaping all the benefits. And this is, like, when you talk about, like, traitors or sellouts, things like that, this is it right here. This is it. All right, we'll discuss more of this coming up next. Big news for you. Rescue Natural Supplements is rolling back the clock and prices. That's right, the supplements you trust at prices you haven't seen in over a decade. Plus, they're offering a massive 33% off on top of already discounted 2010 rolling prices. Every product, omega-3s, probiotics, joint support, everything. Prices roll back to get you ready for the summer. All you have to do is use the code WELLNESS at the checkout for 33% off your entire order on Rescue single bottles. To order, call Rescue Product Consultant at 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. Or you can shop online, if that's easier, by visiting res-q.com. Feel better, get active, and turn back the clock with Rescue's 2010 pricing. Again, use code WELLNESS for 33% off any single bottle. That's code WELLNESS for 33% off, plus on top of 2010 rolling back pricing. Get healthy, get saving at res-q.com today.
Comcast Business is celebrating Small Business Month by giving you a $1,000 small business bonus when you switch to a qualifying gig speed package from the company with over 99.99% network reliability. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number one, company merch for staff. Stylin'. Or possibility number 24, the latest software. Upgrade. Or possibility number 192, new equipment powered by gig speeds. Or possibility number 555, a 3D printer. Rapid prototyping, anyone? Switch to Comcast Business for over 99.99% network reliability, advanced cybersecurity, and now get started with a $1,000 small business bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
And 62225, new customers only with two-year agreement. Other restrictions apply.
Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
They launched a diversion program called Sidestep. Utes between 10 and 17 years old are accused of drug possession, destruction of property, misdemeanor, assault, larceny, and shoplifting. Now, before 2025, unauthorized use was also a qualifying crime. You know what that is? That's someone who steals your car, and they call it unauthorized use. We used to call this Grand Theft Auto. Yes.
The Morning Drive, 6 to 9, with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. We thank Delegate Brian Chisholm for joining the show and talking about the energy crisis here in the state of Maryland. I am happy that you have Republicans out in front of this and discussing this wherever they can, because I don't want anybody to be blindsided, even those that voted for this. I think they should know that they're going to soon have a sky-high energy bill, number one. But number two, that this blackout or brownout situation is a real possibility. And I know I keep hearing that commercial, that ad by Governor Westmore saying, oh, call my office. Tell me what a great job I'm doing. It's like, dude, there, like, it's this opposite day, because you're doing a horrific job. And it's not just Republicans saying so, but I am happy that the Republicans are out there talking about it. I wish some of the Democrats that are not making money off of this energy crisis, I wish they would come forward. Because there are senators and delegates in the Maryland General Assembly that are on the left that are not reaping benefits from this. So, you know, similar to like Senator Bill Ferguson. Where are those individuals? Because their energy bills are going up as well as their family members and their friends. Why aren't they coming forward and talking to the press or talking to the governor or talking to somebody like Bill Ferguson? See, this is what I don't like about not just the one-party mob rule, but just the Democrats in Maryland in general. They're all very, like, you know, feckless. They don't have, like, the testicles, it seems, to really jump up and say, hey, guys, this is wrong, and we're going to call it out. There's, you know, you don't see that in Maryland. Like, where are those individuals? Where are the Democrats with the cojones? That's what I like to see. I got Tim in Baltimore. Tim, what say you?
Oh, basically, my question is that with all this reduction in power, has anybody checked in with some of the federal agencies that work within the state? In fact, one, which is probably our largest employer, consumes a tremendous amount of electricity. And, I mean, have they weighed in? Have they even commented on this? I mean, You know, yeah. One other comment I have. Brandon Shores went through an upgrade and made the top five list of cleanest coal-fired power plants in the country.
And they still shut it down.
And they're still working on shutting it down, yeah.
Yeah. See, that, and that's what Sally Taylor said earlier. You know, this isn't like 1922 where things were different. And you're right, Tim. I just hope, like you said, the federal partners step up. But even some of these Democrats, they're all getting higher bills. Everybody's got has to feel this, right? I mean, it's not like they're making a ton of money as like a delegate or a state senator. They're going to have to feel this too.
Follow the money.
Yeah. Yeah, Tim, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Somebody's getting paychecks.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Have a great weekend. Again, to all the guys out there, happy Father's Day weekend to you. I do really do appreciate you. And I appreciate everybody calling in today and talking about this, because unfortunately, this is something that we'll see, you know, not even just till the end of the year. We'll continue to see this until we really do, like Tim just pointed out, you know, make sure Brandon Shores is operating. And we're going to have to open up more plants. I at this point, I don't care how they feel about it, right? This is facts over your feelings kind of matter. The fact is, we have an energy crisis. The fact is, we're importing too much. The fact is, we're paying too much. The fact is, everybody's feeling this. Think about all those on a fixed income. Jeez, Louise. Could you imagine being on a fixed income in Maryland? I couldn't even imagine. I should call my mom and ask her. She's retired. But it's like, it's crazy. Property taxes have gone up. You got all these taxes and fees on absolutely everything. Right? I mean, healthcare really still isn't that affordable. And then on top of this, you know, now you've got these energy bills. And it's funny because, you know, I got those that like to give me a hard time on this show. You know, they'll call me and tell me about the market. They'll call me and tell me about President Trump and everything else. There's no way in the world you did not see an increase, or you will at least see one at the end of this month in your energy bill. There's no way in the world. And you can try your best to blame that on President Trump, but let me tell you what, no one's going to buy it. Absolutely no one. And Governor Wes Moore, as he was speaking yesterday, I saw where he mentioned, he said, oh, well, you know, Virginia, all these states, you know, every state, they're seeing this increase. Yeah, buddy, but it's only your state here, Maryland, that has decided to be dependent on all these other states for energy. That's not what Virginia, you could say all day long with, you know, as you know, with your chest, if you like, that the prices of energy went up because of BGE and others. And that's why, you know, the prices are up in Virginia. Sure, that could be a thing. I won't even look it up. I don't even care. Why? Because at the end of the day, in Virginia, they're not importing 40% of their energy. So for you to try to compare yourself to these other states is just nonsensical. It's stupid. Ron in Occupy Baltimore texted, he said, Kim, Westmore is exercising the typical Dem playbook. Shut people up by throwing money at them with plenty of strings. This rebate is like cash for clunkers 2.0. You know what? You're right about that, Ron. And we know that he wants to be just like Obama when he grows up. If you want to weigh in, you can. Coming up next, also got some other things to chat about.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The U.S. is rearranging its military assets in the Mideast in response to Israel's aerial attack on Iran. The Israelis sent warplanes and drones after Iran's nuclear assets, its atomic scientists, and top military officials. And as Israel braces for retaliation, the Trump administration is warning Tehran not to attack American targets. Investigators closer to determining the cause of the deadly jetliner crash in northwest India. Crews searching through the debris have recovered the plane's digital flight data recorder, or black box. Kilmar Abrego Garcia has pleaded not guilty to human smuggling charges, federal court in Tennessee. Watching Wall Street, stocks are deep in the red this morning. The Dow down 655 points, while the Nasdaq is off 220. More details at srnnews.com.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com/fax or a store near you. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
If you are 50 or older, it is recommended that you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're an adult 19 to 49 with certain underlying medical conditions like asthma, diabetes, chronic heart disease, or COPD, vaccination is also recommended. Talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself. Furnished by the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
It'll be the O's and Angels tonight at Camden Yards. Charlie Morton taking the hill at 7:05. The Angels, one of seven teams in front of the Birds for the third wild card spot, which is the only somewhat realistic position the Orioles can hope for at this point. 86 wins historically would do it. The Birds need to go 59-36 to hit it. Ravens closed up shop in Owings Mills yesterday. Will open back up again Tuesday for mandatory minicamp. With the Packers' release of Pro Bowl defensive back Jair Alexander, Ravens head coach John Harbaugh was asked if he'd like to have him.
We're happy with the guys we have, and I'm very confident those guys are all going to do well, and we turn over every stone.
Alexander and Lamar were college teammates at Louisville. And finally, the U.S. Open at Oakmont, just outside Pittsburgh, a course where conditions are brutal and par is celebrated. And so it was yesterday, Patrick Reed making Open history.
At the fourth, Patrick Reed at his second from 286 yards away.
Rolling, 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 rolling.
Unbelievable!
Call on Peacock Patrick Reed with the double eagle, also known as an albatross. How rare is an albatross? Well, consider this. There have been 53 holes in one in U.S. Open history, four albatrosses. Coming up in 30 minutes, when the number nine hitter does you in. And that is Stein on Sports.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're tracking the potential for our next weather maker, bringing some showers and a couple of thunderstorms, especially as we get into Friday afternoon and into Friday evening. More showers on the way for Saturday. Temperatures in the upper 80s today, but again, a little bit cooler for the weekend with those showers hanging around Saturday and even into Father's Day on Sunday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hot weather means your home works harder to stay cool. BGE can help with a variety of options like budget billing, iAccount, and energy efficiency programs. Learn more at bge.com/summer. That's bge.com/summer.
It only makes good dollars and cents to get more years and miles from your vehicle with a quality remanufactured engine from Jasper Engines and Transmissions. Jasper engines are assembled by skilled ASE technicians who care about their work, live run tested, then backed by a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. Call Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh and drive away with the security and peace of mind that only Jasper and Jim Barbie Automotive can provide.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
All right, we're talking to Delegate Brian Chisholm about the energy crisis we have here in the state of Maryland. Obviously, we're also talking about the potential possibility of rolling brownouts and rolling blackouts. And I want to think that that's why they're offering this rebate right now, because they're trying to get out ahead of some of this. And of course, it's kind of like throwing a bone over here, kind of like what Ron in Occupy Baltimore said, the cash for clunker situation. You know, they're going to say, okay, here's for those that have a limited income. I would assume that means the fixed income people. I would assume. I don't know. They make up all these different terms every day. Them, and then also those in lower income situations, and they're going to throw this out and say, all right, here's for your energy bill. The problem is, when I looked it up, I saw like it was maybe $200 to, I guess it was $700. I don't know. It depends on where you live. It depends on how many kids you have. Right now, all the kids are home for summer, right? I mean, I don't know about you guys, but Olivia, she's running a tablet and a TV and her fan in her room. The AC's running. You know, it's like there's always something. And then she loves her slime. For some reason, she's always in and out of her bathroom, and she's making slime stuff. I'm like, dude, what? And she leaves all the lights on, right, like any other kid. And you're always like, turn the light out, you know. But anyways, I think that there are going to be some families that are really going to get hit hard with a lot of this. And even though they have this rebate check, I don't think it's going to make that big of a difference. And then I think, you know, Wes Moore is going to feel like he's up another creek because, again, he's running for reelection. I've got Peter in Hamilton. Peter, you wanted to weigh in?
Well, I just wanted to mention on the news they didn't say what the diesel fuel that was lost in downtown Baltimore was going to Johns Hopkins, and I believe they have their own electric generators, and they're ready for emergencies always. So that's probably what that was.
Oh, okay.
But what really bothers me is when I walk around Hamilton and I see people with gas leaf blowers. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. No, Peter, but,
really,
but this is...
There goes the atmosphere.
Yeah, no, this is really... It really is frustrating, though, as well. Because I would think, Peter, I don't know how you feel about this, but those that don't qualify even for this rebate check, I mean, how are they going to feel about all this?
Yeah, they feel a little gypped.
Yeah. Yeah, I would. I will. Thank you, Peter. I appreciate you. I hope you have a great weekend. Let's see, a texter says, Kim, won't that money to help pay bills be taxable income? I would think so, texter. From what I know, this isn't like they're going to go in and say, all right, let's take this much off the bill itself. They're talking about sending out checks. So I would think it's taxable. Joe said, Kim, I learned three things this morning. Trump wears a catheter. Can't be healthiest president than ever when you wear a decatheter. Trump's 40 million birthday parade will be rained out. Joe, what? Joe, are you really setting this over as we're talking about the energy crisis? This is a real situation. And I know you, it's Joe from BMore, respectfully. So I know you are going to be feeling the same thing. You definitely are. Speaking of which, let's go real quick over to Fell's Point, because that's another issue that we have, another crisis. A Fell's Point resident probably feels like he should take his neighbor a gift basket and some flowers, some chocolates, you name it, because there was a Fell's Point resident that was being robbed at gunpoint, and lucky for him, his neighbor heard his screams and yells outside, and the neighbor opened their door. Take a listen.
An armed robbery is caught on surveillance in Fell's Point surveillance video. Alexa Ashwell joins us live in the studio with the footage and the latest on the investigation. Alexa.
Yes, Guy. Right now, Baltimore police say they're searching for two suspects, a man and a woman. This surveillance footage capturing the latest violence to strike the historic and popular district. A man falls to the ground while fleeing from an armed gunman here in the 400 block of South Register Street near Eastern Avenue in Fell's Point. The surveillance video capturing a neighbor interrupting the attack.
Shut up and go in the house.
The armed gunman and a second suspect, a woman, then flee the scene. Baltimore police say the 24-year-old man thankfully wasn't injured, but had his cell phone and keys stolen in the attack. This footage posted to a neighborhood Facebook page, warning other residents of the crime and suspects still on the loose. Less than a week ago, an 18-year-old man and a 20-year-old woman were shot after police say a fight escalated into a shooting near Broadway Square. Some of the bullets striking nearby businesses.
It was a gunshot. They think it's a ricochet. There was a bullet fragment. They collected it as evidence. Just scary stuff.
Across the city, homicides, non-fatal shootings, and robberies are down compared to this time last year, according to the latest statistics posted by Baltimore police. But residents are still frustrated by the crime, and some still in fear.
Get the out of here, bro.
Baltimore police say the suspects appear to be between the ages of 20 and 30 years old. Anyone with any information is asked to contact BPD. Alexa Ashwell, Fox 45 News.
All right. And if you see the video there, again, it's on Fox 45's website. You can see they have a pretty clear picture of the young woman's face. If anybody knows her, they would say, oh, that's so-and-so. Because she doesn't have a mask on. And it was almost a point where the way she was turned, she was literally facing the camera. Right. She might as well have just waved. So I think they're going to catch these individuals. But how sad is this? How sad is this? This is, again, in Fells Point. We talk about Fells Point and Federal Hill every single summer. Every time. You know, when Mayor Brandon Scott and others talk about equitable and inclusive, I think they were also referring to what they believe the crime should be, which is equitable and inclusive. Because whenever some of these crimes happen, and if it is in a white neighborhood and it happens to white people, have you noticed they don't come out and say a word? They don't say a word about it. They will come out. Remember, we saw him at the podium where there was that shooting at Popeyes where those five kids were supposed to be at school. And they weren't, but they came out and blamed Popeyes for allowing them to eat lunch there. So there's certain times they do come out. And so I think when it came to equitable and inclusive, I think they also believed that the crime should be spread across the city and that everybody should feel the heat, not just certain neighborhoods. I do believe that. Now, there are Baltimore residents sounding off on juvenile crime. Take a listen.
Tonight, we're hearing from Baltimore residents hopeful for change inside DJS, and that includes a teen with experience inside a juvenile detention facility. Fox 45's Jeff Abel brought out the soapbox and joins us live right now with comments from across Baltimore. Jeff?
You know, we didn't have to look far to find teenage offenders and victims of teens today. All of them seem to be sharing the same sentiment, that there's simply no justice in Maryland's juvenile justice system.
Right there on the city's west side, we planted our soapbox and opened the mic on a busy corner of Howard Street.
I'm shy, guys. I never did this before.
You'll be hard-pressed to find anyone here who hasn't felt the sting of the juvenile crime crisis.
And I lost a nephew to these streets.
I stole a carjack semi unarmed, though. I wasn't with a weapon.
When he was a teenager, Abdullah Bekar was arrested for carjacking and spent 30 days in Baltimore's juvenile lockup.
Did it help you? No. No. If anything, it made me worse when I came out. There's no point of putting a bunch of people that done crimes in the one box where they could just talk about it all day. You know, I mean, compare what they did with each other. It doesn't help you. It doesn't rehabilitate you.
What should happen to a child that steals a car?
I think a child that steals a car, since their parents can't come beat their A-word on the spot, should go to jail like anybody else.
What if he steals a car and assaults someone at the same time?
Oh, then they're going to be held at least 30 to 60 days.
Many here believe Maryland's Department of Juvenile Services has been misguided in its approach and should deliver far tougher consequences to violent teens.
It needs to be harsher punishments. Now, people feel like they could just do whatever because they know they'll be out the next day.
Yeah, and I think that's criminals in general, unfortunately, in the state of Maryland. But if you heard that young man there, he talked about the fact that he used to be in and out of juvenile detention centers. And that's why I wanted to bring that clip to you. He said what many of us have said on this show, which is, you know, when you put some of these kids together and there's no rehabilitation happening behind bars and it's total chaos, all they're doing is becoming better criminals. That young man pointed out how they would just talk with each other and figure out how to, you know, get away with crimes together and, you know, compare notes and basically say, oh, well, this is how I got caught. How'd you get caught? Well, this is what I did. Oh, you know what? You should have did this. All right. And that's what that kid just said. They come out better criminals. They're not being rehabilitated behind bars. And now they're at a point where the legislators and, you know, unfortunately, the prosecutors, you know, they don't really want to. But now they're at a point where they can just do whatever they want. It's really sad to hear. All right. I also wanted to give you a little bit of an update on the teacher that's on trial at Severna Park. We talked about this maybe about four to 5 weeks ago. And this is, I think it's Matthew Schlegel is how you say his last name. He has been on trial. And there were originally, I think, 10 young girls that came forward that were third graders at the time, third grade teacher. They said that he would inappropriately touch them behind his desk in the classroom. And so some of these young ladies have had to take the stand, which I said before, like, I can't believe it. Like, it hurts my heart through and through. Well, this teacher, you know, now his wife has taken the stand. And Rebecca Pryor has some of that. Take a listen.
Today, the wife of a former Severna Park Elementary School teacher accused of assaulting his students took the stand in her husband's defense.
Her emotional testimony coming nearly a month into the high-profile trial. Fox 45's Rebecca Pryor has the latest as the state rests and the defense starts to make its case.
Well, every day that I've been here covering this trial for the last month, the defendant, Matthew Schlegel, has shown little to no emotion. He keeps his head down and he hardly moves. But all of that changed today as he looked up to face his wife. Schlegel crying along with her as she defended his innocence, describing him as a dedicated teacher, father, and husband, not a predator.
Following hours of emotional testimony, Sarah Schlegel, an assistant principal at an Anne Arundel County public charter school, leaving the courthouse surrounded by supporters.
Mrs. Schlegel, can you say how you're feeling after your testimony?
All of whom declined to speak with us. Her husband, Matthew Schlegel, a former Severna Park Elementary School teacher, behind bars for just over a year, facing sexual assault allegations from 8 third-grade girls. Throughout the month-long trial, 5 of them testifying he'd touched them inappropriately during the school day, in some cases caressing their inner thighs and putting his hands or a pencil up their shorts. On the stand, Sarah, breaking down in tears, recalling her husband's arrest last May. The couple's 2 young children there as armed SWAT teams swarmed the family's Severna Park home, taking her husband and searching for evidence. Computers, phones, and a hard drive collected. But Sarah says there was nothing to find, arguing they're the victims of vicious rumors and false allegations. Security cameras now cover every inch of the property. Sarah saying her family lives in fear following a string of harassment and threats, including alleged stalking, an explosion outside the home, the word pedo spray painted on their driveway, and flyers with her husband's picture reading, "There's a pedophile in your neighborhood. Warn your children." My dad and I walked the neighborhood and pulled flyers out of all the mailboxes, she told the jury. It felt like people were watching us.
All right. So again, that was the wife that took the stand. Rebecca Pryor tried to get a comment from her as she was leaving the courthouse. This is really interesting. I thought it was very interesting that there was nothing on any of his devices. They didn't find anything in the classroom. They didn't find anything on, you know, his phone or text messages or nothing. Now, I'm not saying that that means that he is innocent in any of this, but usually when you hear about these cases, you do find something, whether it's a social media post that, you know, makes your eyebrow raise. I thought that was interesting. I did. And I noted that there are a lot of people commenting on this case where there are some people saying, wow, I thought this was a slam dunk case when you had these young girls coming forward. And remember, Matt Schlegel, his attorney, has always maintained that he believed that the mothers were putting, you know, some of the story into some of these girls' heads. But there still hasn't been made note of a motive on why the mothers would even do such a thing, right, to this teacher. I don't know. I just wanted to bring that to you because I thought that was an interesting development in this case. I could have sworn that we would have saw something on one of his devices or some kind of conversation that had happened at some point in time. So we will continue to watch and see. We will. Also, when we get back, I will have for you that clip between Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York, and Elise Stefanik, the congresswoman from New York, as they talk about New York being a sanctuary state. I just want to give you an update here because earlier we had the question of the day going at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Excuse me. Should the U.S. get involved in what's going on in the Middle East between Israel and Iran? Just so you know, right now, 37% of you say yes, 63% of you say no. So that's a big difference from this morning. This morning, we were pretty much evenly split. And now you see 37% at yes. So we will, you know what? I'm sure that question will be up all weekend. If you want to take part in that poll, you absolutely can. And then maybe on Monday, we can come back and take a look at those results. Also, real quick, with President Trump, people have been noting that, and this is coming out of Axios and the Associated Press, says here, the attack on Iran was 8 months in the making. President Trump allegedly was recently pretending to oppose the attack to catch Iran off guard. The outlet, Axios are saying, the outlet reports that Israel wanted Iran to put their guard down so Iranians on their target list wouldn't move to new locations. Now, according to Israel Prime Minister's team, the report that Trump called for Israel not to attack in a call on Monday was just a cover. And the call was actually about coordinating the attack. Now, Trump has since responded to the attacks on Iran on Truth Social, saying he gave Iran a chance and they did not listen. That is the latest update that I've seen here in regards to Israel and Iran. And of course, we know that Israel, as of yesterday, launched operations into Iran. And I don't know what the retaliation is going to be. I'm pretty sure everyone is bracing at this point, and we'll continue to watch. Coming up next, like I said, I got a little bit of sound here for you because I think the gubernatorial matchup in New York is going to be Kathy Hochul and Elise Stefanik. Coming up next.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com/fax or a store near you. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtBlue is here for you. With DebtBlue's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtBlue are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
If you own a small business, get an energy efficiency analysis from BGE at no additional cost. You'll learn easy ways to take control of your energy and maintenance expenses. Learn more at bgesmartenergy.com/smallbusiness.
Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves with Active Liver from New Nordic. Find in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or Amazon, or newnordicusa.com.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Friday on the show, the U.S. is withdrawing personnel from the Middle East.
I'm leaving on a jet plane.
Iran is about to go a-boom.
Where's the kaboom?
Grilling season continues on Capitol Hill. This time, woke, failed Democrat governors with a side of potato salad.
Hey, where's the beef?
Noon to 3 on WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, you know what that means. The last block on Kid Classic Live for the week. Don't go anywhere. Rob Carson is coming up next. And then, of course, I'll be with you on Monday. I got a text message here saying, you know, I don't know many teachers, talking about Matthew Schlegel here in Severna Park, that even wants to teach kids. So this texter said maybe that's an interesting movie. Well, there's a lot of male teachers. I will say that. There are many male teachers. I don't think there's anything wrong with wanting to be a teacher as a man. I will say that. I know what you're trying to allude to there, Dexter, but I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I did want to say, you know, because I said what would be the motive now that the defense is claiming that some of these parents are just, you know, coming after Matthew Schlegel. And the defense is saying that they believe that these parents wanted to be in like the civil lawsuit so that they can get some money out of the deal. I don't believe that either, because then why would you pick that teacher? Why pick the third grade teacher? Why pick Matthew Schlegel? Even with some of those girls, they had already been in fourth and fifth grade at this point. It just didn't make any sense. So you're saying the moms got together and conspired at like a PTA meeting to go after him because they want some money? That excuse is not, it's not sitting well with me. But I thought it was interesting that they didn't find anything on his devices, which again means nothing. But I've watched a lot of these crime series. I've watched a lot of these, you know, I don't know if you guys know about the YouTube channel Law and Crime, but, you know, they've got a lot of experts that come on, and that usually is there. All right, right now we're going to go over to the Capitol. Lee Stefanik questions her possible opponent, Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York. Take a listen.
Governor Hochul, on your first day in office, you signed Executive Order 1. Is that correct?
I believe it is.
And you extended this executive order not once, not twice, but three times, most recently January 16th this year. Is that correct?
If that's what your facts show, I signed countless executive orders.
I would assume you'd know it's Executive Order 1. And this is a continuation of your predecessor's sanctuary state policies, correct? Is included in that.
I want to be sure we are defining sanctuary state properly.
I'll define it for you. It is the policy of the state that state officers or employees shall not disclose information to federal immigration authorities for the purpose of federal civil immigration enforcement. It goes on to say law enforcement officers may not use resources, equipment, or personnel for the purpose of detecting and apprehending any individual suspected or wanted for violating a civil immigration office. Law enforcement officers have no authority in the state of New York to take any policy action solely because the person is an undocumented alien. That's a quote in your executive orders that you extended. Now, do you know who Sakir Akhan is?
I want to get back to the first part.
No, I'm asking a question. Do you know who Sakir Akhan is?
I want to make sure you understand that this simply says that we will cooperate with ICE.
No, it does not say that. I read what it says, and let me talk to you about the results. Do you know who Sakir Akhan is? You should, as the governor of New York State. Do you know?
Refresh my recollection.
He was an illegal migrant in New York. And do you know what crime he committed in addition to being here illegally?
No, I do not.
You do not? This was widely reported. He found a 15-year-old girl, threatened her with a metal pole, told her to get into the back seat of his car. He took her clothes off, and he violently raped her in Albany, New York. Do you know who Sebastian Zepeda Khalil is?
I'm sure you'll tell me there's many cases, whether they're...
These are high-profile cases. Yes. New Yorkers know about them, and you don't. So let's talk about Sebastian Zepeda Khalil. Do you know who that is?
I don't have the specific details at my disposal, no.
Well,
and there you have it. That was Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York. She is being questioned there by Elise Stefanik, congresswoman from New York. And everybody's talking about the fact that Elise most likely will run for governor here in this next election cycle. And as you can hear, Elise is ready, man. She is on it. She's very passionate, and if Kathy Hochul, if she believes that she has a shot, she better get in there and get some training there for debating skills, because Elise is no one to mess with. All right, I hope all of the fathers have a happy Father's Day, including you, Brian, the producer. Thank you for a great show. I'll talk to all of you on Monday at 9 a.m.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and when you think of high-impact professionals in our